Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14 and verse 24. The New Covenant. This is the great topic here. Here is this Passover. This is the last Passover of the Old Covenant, in the real sense. Because Christ now says, I'm instituting, I'm bringing in, I'm setting up, I'm establishing the New Covenant. Verse 24. This is my blood of the covenant. Better, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Now, this is a vital topic. 1 Corinthians 11:25 has the new covenant, and it should be new covenant. Now, the authorized had testament. That is a possible translation, but there is only one place, that's Hebrews chapter 9, where testament is the proper translation, the English equivalent. The real equivalent here is covenant. The difference between the two is the testament is the sharing out of property of someone who has died. But there's elements of truth in that when Christ says the new covenant. But the word covenant has the thought of division, cutting a covenant. And this is the meaning here, because what we're having here is the introduction of the closure of the old covenant. According to Galatians chapter 3, it was until the coming of Christ, and here now Christ is bringing it to its conclusion, and he's bringing in at the same time, of course, he's not simply abolishing the old covenant, he's replacing it, he's superseding it by the new covenant. And this is the new covenant in my blood. And look at the keynote straight away. Look at the keynote. Sacrifice. The sacrifice of Christ. Gone are the sacrifices of bulls and goats and sheep and the rest. And now comes in this finished work of Christ. Now Hebrews pours into this passage. John 1:17 pours into it. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I agree with Martin Luther here. The two covenants being distinguished, the ability to distinguish between the two covenants, the old and the new, is, he said, the height of theology. And I agree with him. Alas, many believers today know nothing about these ideas of covenant. And a good many Reformed people, so confused the two covenants, think they're one covenant, that they forget it altogether. They miss the point here. The point here is a new covenant. And he's dealing with us, brother and sister, on the basis of this new covenant. The old covenant was with Israel. It's Moses, Sinai. The new covenant is with the elect, with Christ in Zion. Abundance of scriptures can I pour into this now. But I can only say, if you want to know more of my thoughts on this vital, all-embracing subject, then I can only ask if you might care to read my Christ is All, where I've gone into as much detail as I can. Jeremiah speaks of it, Ezekiel speaks of it, Isaiah speaks of it, and so on and so on and so on. And here is Christ now, and this momentous statement. Now, these Jewish believers, they're believers in Christ, but they're ex-Jews here, sitting around at his table. They know what he's saying here. This is the new covenant. It's a staggering statement. And Christ is bringing in this new covenant here. And we must get to grips with this covenant theology. Not covenant theology in the Reformed sense, that's an invented thing, but this new covenant replacing, superseding the old covenant, the New Testament teaching on it. Isaac Watts, I think, wrote the best hymn that I know on it. Cursed be the man forever cursed that does one willful sin commit. Death and damnation for the first without relief and infinite. Thus Sinai roars. That's the old covenant. Death, ruin, damnation. And round the earth thunder and fire and vengeance flings. But Jesus, that's John 1:17. But Jesus, thy dear gasping breath, and Calvary say gentler things, pardon and grace and boundless love streaming along the Saviour's blood, a life and joy and crowns above obtained by a dear bleeding God. Hark! How he prays, the charming sound dwells on his dying lips, forgive. And every groan and gaping wound cries, Father, let the rebels live. Go ye that rest upon the law, and toil and seek salvation there, I'll do this and I'll do the other now. Look to the flame that Moses saw, and shrink and tremble and despair, but I'll retire beneath the cross. Saviour, at thy dear feet I'll lie, and the keen sword that justice draws, flaming and red, shall pass me by. Why? Because it was plunged into Christ. This is the new covenant in my blood. Drink ye, receive me in my covenant. O unbeliever, receive Christ in this way. Trust him now, and believer, explore the matter of the covenants. Probe into it. See the difference between the two covenants and rejoice that you live in the new with Christ as your King. Amen.